morning. While this is uploading, may I see a show of hands for anybody in the audience that belongs to a health coalition? The Community Health Coalition? Great. And if you can keep your hands up, is it an asthma-specific coalition or task force? Great. So this morning I'll be talking about building the capacity of child care providers to care for children with asthma, and much of this work has been done with local coalitions and task forces. I want to acknowledge my co-workers, Anjali Nath and Stephanie Manfrey, who weren't able to be here today. I don't have any disclosures, but I do work for Breathe California, and as a nonprofit, we have a lot of funders that make this work possible, so I want to thank them. And all right, my learning objectives for this morning were to understand the challenges of providing asthma education in the child care settings, and also to identify tools for sustaining asthma education for child care providers. So concerns in the child care setting for asthma. One is that it's difficult to diagnose asthma in young children. The San Francisco Asthma Task Force actually started in 2001 as a result of three children dying from asthma, one of whom was a young child under the age of five who was in a child care setting and complained of a stomach ache. And they thought that it was abdominal, and so they sent him to the bathroom, and it was actually he couldn't breathe. So it's really important for the child care settings that for the children that do have asthma, that each site has an asthma action plan describing the unique symptoms that might show that a child is having an asthma episode or the specific triggers that are individual to that child. Lack of state education requirements, and in California there are not a lot of requirements for how much education child care providers have to have specifically on asthma in order to get licensed. And no asthma regulations for child care environmental safety. I actually wanted to change the slide because there are some environmental regulations. For example, with licensed child care centers, there's regulations as far as pesticide use, which does impact asthma. And then the recommendations for child care development don't always consider asthma triggers. For example, we've learned from child care providers that they're often encouraged to have carpet sometimes because of the tactile stimulation for brain development, whereas in the asthma side, we're looking at carpet as being a source of dust mites and asthma triggers. So there's mixed needs there, and that can be challenging. So at Breathe California, we take a multi-level approach, and it says individual in that circle, and that would be working with child care providers directly. We have a two-hour asthma education program to talk about asthma action plans and asthma triggers. And then working at the community level with the task force and the coalitions to brainstorm strategies to expand the work into the broader community. And this involves some train-the-trainer programs and working with the local, the city college. And then institutional is changing the protocols and the policies within the community. So the trainings that we use for the individual child care provider work, we have one at Breathe California we use, but there's also one that I think anybody around the country could use to download for free at this californiabreathing.org. One of our community partners successfully used this training to train her Head Start staff and received really good feedback from it. So I'll leave this slide up for a minute if you want to take down that website. Okay, so train the trainer course. We found with the individual, going out in the community with our small staff to get as many child care providers in the county trained with the two-hour asthma curriculum was difficult just because it relied often on how much funding we had and how much staff time we had. So we tried to implement a train-the-trainer program, which we did a six-hour training, and mostly child care providers but also promotores, and educated them on how to facilitate the two-hour asthma education program. And we had some success with this. One of the promotoras actually went to Coastside, which is south of San Francisco and has high asthma rates in the migrant workers, and did a Spanish training using All About Asthma to outreach to about 30 parents. And then we had a child care provider at one of the large child care centers educate her staff with the program. But what we heard from the child care community was that even though the training was great, it was really hard to include it into their time. And as Mary Ellen had the long list of needs from child care centers earlier this morning, it's clear that if you're underpaid, understaffed, and you have a multitude of health issues that you need to cover with your staff, even if you have training on how to facilitate an asthma-specific training for your staff, it's hard to find the time to do so. Then we sat down with the coalition to try and brainstorm additional ideas of getting the information out there. So the coalitions that we have up in the Bay Area are the East Palo Alto Asthma Task Force, the San Mateo County Asthma Coalition, and the San Francisco Asthma Task Force. And it's a really broad-based membership, including pediatricians, family practitioners, child care providers, leaders of the Head Start programs, the county health departments, and other nonprofits. And so what we came up with a couple years ago was, and one of the representatives from the child care community brought up the difficulty with the time and financial restraints, and we were brainstorming at the time how to influence the state level policy to see if we could increase the educational requirements that child care providers would need in order to get licensed. And what we really heard from the child care community was, how can you require more education when we are already underpaid for the work we do? So until there's better reimbursement for the work, you can't require more education. It's just not fair to the providers. So we came up with an incentive program and called it the Asthma Friendly Child Care Site Award. And the first year, we distributed it through the Child Care Coordinating Council, and we asked people to return the award, the application, if they had 2 hours of continuing education on asthma, if they were able to show they had active procedures at their site to reduce asthma triggers in their environment, so vacuuming regularly, reducing the use of carpets, reducing the use of stuffed animals, or freezing them to kill the dust mites, and making sure that there's no mold in the environment, smoke-free policies, etc. And then also that they had written policies and forms for children with asthma. So this is the asthma action plan with individual child triggers and what their medications were and who their contacts were, and that there were signatures so that the child care providers could communicate with the primary care physicians directly, et cetera. And this was our winner from this year, Christina in East Palo Alto, working at Head Start. And so when we received the applications, we then did child care site visits and made sure that they were able to demonstrate the things that they had put on their application. And she was just extremely articulate. The health coordinator for Head Start had used the program, the free program that I mentioned earlier, from California Breathing, and she could have taught the class herself. I asked her what she would do if a child was napping and started coughing, and she immediately said to send them up and call the parents, and she just was very articulate. And then the Head Start site that she was working at, thank you, was very clean. They had demonstrated that they were reducing potential asthma triggers, and then she is actually standing in front of the cabinet where they had the asthma action plans and for the child's inhalers that who had asthma in the class. So the next step at this, how does this become institutionalized? With the Child Care Site Award, what we were really happy to see this year were a couple things that ended up going onto the institutional level. One was creating new social norms. We gave the awards on World Asthma Day, and so we were actually able to get a lot of media around it. And Christina's picture and some of she was able to get some of the parents to sign consent forms for the media to come to the site and take pictures of the children who had asthma. And so then in the local papers, it listed what the site had done to make sure it was asthma friendly. So any parent that reads that article and with the local papers, they're in English and Spanish, could then ask, well, if my child has asthma, is the site asthma friendly? And so that shifts the perception in society of the importance of asthma. And then one of these sites that we visited, we decided did not deserve the award this year. Well, I don't have asthma, but when I went to the site, my lungs were feeling irritated, and it turned out that they were using air fresheners. So the Head Start coordinator was wondering, and when I brought that to her attention, she didn't even know where they were getting them. And it turned out that there was a line on the purchasing order form for air fresheners. So what she did for all Head Start sites in her jurisdiction was to take out the option of ordering air fresheners. So it ended up being a policy change at Head Start that they can no longer order the air fresheners. So changing in purchasing policies. And then, unrelated to the Asthma Friendly Award, but related to the Train the Trainer, the most successful outcome we had of institutionalizing that was to connect with the Community College of San Francisco, who agreed to, once the instructor was trained with the program, was able to incorporate actually 4 hours of asthma education into their 10-hour health and safety class that many providers take in order to get licensed. So that is now, if somebody is taking a class at City College of San Francisco to get their child care license, that part of the units that they receive are including those 4 hours of asthma education. So the lessons that we learned was it was really important to work with the coalitions where we're sitting with representatives from the child care community to understand the barriers of outreaching to this community with asthma education, and then brainstorming together for something like the Asthma Friendly Child Care Award that was incentive-based and could also lead to policy change. And we'll save these questions for later. Thank you.